The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. And I want to say a few more words about doing one thing at a time. I mentioned earlier. The meditation practice that we do, the mindfulness practice, has its origin mostly in a monastic community. And occasionally people think, oh, I think I'd like to go off and be living in a monastery for a while, or I'm living a lay life and I can't quite benefit as well from this practice as someone who's a monk or a nun. But one of the qualities that makes monastic life so supportive of practice is that there's an increased opportunities to do just one thing at a time. And if you would like to get some of the benefits of being a monastic without being a monastic, give yourself over more often through the day. When you're doing one thing, just do that one thing. Look for opportunities to just do one thing when you're doing it. And it can take a variety of many different forms. It can take the form of, if you're going from your kitchen, perhaps, to your laundry area, to put the clothes from the washing machine to the dryer, just do that. Walk from the kitchen to the laundry area. Just do that. Decide, this is what I'm going to do. As opposed to start walking there and then notice that the dishes need to be put away, or notice that maybe it's time to go check the mail, or you know, it's so easy to get pulled left and right. Just do that one thing. Walk. You know, if you set yourself a course to get to your laundry area, just do that. Maybe make sure your phone is off, even, so you're not going to be distracted. Or it could be that when you pick up a pot, you pick it up with both hands, so you're really there with you and the pot. When I was in the monastery in Japan, I was berated by the other monks for picking up the rice pot with one hand. You pick it up and just carry it into the dining area. I'd say, Gil, when you pick up the rice pot, you pick it up with two hands. And because you're really doing it one thing. If you give yourself your whole body, your both hands over to that one activity. Because what I found was if I do it with one hand, part of me is not really involved. I'm not really giving myself over to really do that one activity fully. I learned from Zen training that if you do it with both hands, more of you is connected, more of you is involved, more fully present. One of the advantages of doing one thing at a time is that you'll start noticing all the ways that you want to do more than one thing at a time. You'll start noticing all the impulses to try to do other things or to get over it quickly so you can go on to the next thing. When you do one thing fully, you're not really concerned about even finishing it. Just do this one thing. Wash your dishes. Just, okay, I'm here to wash the dishes. It doesn't matter how long it takes. I'm going to give myself over to it. If you're thinking about the next thing, then you're not doing one thing. Then you're doing two things. The dishes, and what you think about next. So one of the things that you discover when you do one thing is you start noticing all the forces inside of you to do more than one thing. This is not good enough. It has to be done better. There's other things to do that are more important. The grass is greener somewhere else. This can't really count. This can't be a spiritual practice. Washing to my laundry room, that's not really where spirituality is. I mean, I have to come to some special place like IMC. I can't do it, So there's all these beliefs and thoughts and reactions come into place. There's a variety of thoughts that might arise that keep you at a distance from what you're doing. You might be doing it, but you're not really doing it. It's like, I remember when I was taking a painting class in college, introduction to painting. I'd never painted before. And one of the big lessons that the teacher had for me was, Gil, you know, when you paint, you should be more committed to the canvas, more than the paintbrush. I was just like very, just ever so lightly kind of dabbling, kind of poking at the canvas. You know, just you know, put that brush in there. And but I was afraid, you know, I was afraid of the consequence, afraid, you know, so I wasn't giving myself over to the painting. And there may be aversion, there may be fear, there may be desire, there may be all kinds of things operating that keep us from really kind of being fully in the activity we're doing. We hold ourselves back. That's one of the things to discover, is how we hold ourselves back from something. Or you might discover that because you give yourself over fully to it, that maybe you give yourself too much into it. Maybe you push too hard and are pushing too hard to make something happen. There's all this extra desire and ambition and expectations that are involved in trying too hard, wanting too much something out of it. Doing one thing at a time also allows something to relax, because often the stresses we feel in our day come not from the particular activity we're doing in and of itself, but comes from all the other things we're thinking we have to do. There's a lot of extra that we add on top of our life. And to allow yourself just to do one thing simply, to fully do that one activity, hopefully you can begin to shed a lot of the kind of thoughts and concerns that are not about that one activity. And my suggestion to you is that probably a great percentage of your stress that you experience in your day has to do with the extra. It has nothing to do with that one activity. So you're cooking. You know, you're cooking, if you're really there for that cooking, and you can let go of anything that has nothing to do with the cooking, chances are that it's quite a pleasant experience. The chances are it'd be kind of relaxing to do it. But if you are concerned about getting the food out quickly, or getting it over with quickly, or concerned about paying your taxes, or you know, all kinds of other things that have nothing to do with the cooking, then it's easy to build up the stress. And this is very important, because the heart, your heart, is really precious. And to find some way to let your heart get settled, to relax, open up, and have a time and place in your life, is one of the great tasks, I think, of any spiritual life. And the more we do multitasking, the more likely it is that the heart gets lost and forgotten, doesn't get noticed. And if you do one thing at a time and you kind of relax in that one thing, chances are that your heart begins to poke forth, come forth and show itself. So if you're interested in taking what you learn in meditation and extending it out into your daily life more, make it richer and more integral part of your daily life, a simple way of doing that would be to find more opportunities to do one thing at a time. Driving, turn off the radio. If you like to have the radio on when you drive, you're doing two things. If you're talking on the phone while you're driving, you could do that, for sure. But you lose an opportunity to have driving be just one thing in a relaxing way. That's so relaxing to talk on the phone and drive at the same time. It's a very qualitatively very different kind of experience. Look at the situations in your life where you multitask and see and compare what happens if you multitask versus if you unitask. And see if you can, and then experiment a little bit and see if it's to your advantage, to your benefit, to do one thing at a time. Maybe more often than you're doing now. So thank you.